Stroking my wings like that. It feels so good. Good morning. Inside voices. Inside thoughts. Whatever. Calm down, would you? Oh my god, did you hit your head? Are you okay? What the hell spooked you? Huh? You were scared I'd caught you touching me in my true form? No. Why would I be upset? I didn't mean to fall out of my human form, but it felt really good when you were touching my wings. Besides, I honestly expected you to be on me the moment you woke up. Or, you know, in me. To be honest, either would have been good. To wake up to find your cock buried inside me, ready to feed me all your delicious essence. Breakfast in bed. There's no better way to wake up. Oh, but I do apologize for this form. I'm sure that probably surprised you. Although, hopefully not as much as last time. But why don't you come back to bed, my love? Come on. Here. Let me envelope you in these wings you are so curious about. It's cozy within them, isn't it? Just you and me in this little cocoon, sealed away from all the world. My love, listen to me, okay? You do not need to ever apologize for your curiosity. I love the idea that you aren't scared of my true form. For you to touch my wings, caress my horns, and explore my body. It makes me so happy. Besides, I am yours after all. Now and forever. To your eternal happiness, glee, and enjoyment, my pet. You know I feel everything you feel. So, all your emotions, their abruptness, their intensity, everything, I feel it as strongly as you do. I really have no defense against it. So, if I react like I did before, it's only because those emotional outbursts feel like a hammer against my senses. What? Oh, no, my love. Don't feel guilty. There's no shame in these emotions you're feeling. You have no need to be embarrassed in my presence. I love you so much. I just wanted to let you know why I reacted that way. Since you haven't yet learned how to read my emotions like you can for humans. But don't worry, I do get to experience your whole range of emotions. Your pleasure and ecstasy are especially thrilling for me. Ordinarily, my kind feels everything that our prey experiences. It's just part of the feeding. It's innate. However, with you, it's an even stronger feeling from your emotional release. Almost like a mirror. I feel every pleasure that you experience, almost as if it were my own. Mostly because it and you are my own. Here. Why don't you lay down with me? Let me spoon you.
Hmm?
Yes, I'll still wrap my wings over us. You know, I'm so glad this soothes you this much. I guess you like being a little love burrito, don't you? With happy filling? Yes, my love. You are so very happy. I can tell. It tickles when you touch the leathery part of my wing like that. But if you like those so much, maybe you should play with my horns again. Guys just love handlebars like these, don't they? Maybe you'd like to try them out as such. No, don't be embarrassed. I only offer because, well, I enjoy the idea of letting you take control like that. Here, why don't you face me and give it a try? Go ahead. You can't hurt me. Where would you like me, my love? Don't tell me. Guide me. I have to admit, I'm surprised. I really thought you'd guide me to your other head. You're so innocent and sweet. No, don't be embarrassed, my love. I know you haven't had very many good experiences thus far, but... Don't worry, my love. I aim to change that. So you can just forget all those human women. And let me overwrite your painful past with new memories. You'd like that, wouldn't you? You don't need to answer. I already feel your emotions. But I want to feel something else. You know? Here, relax, okay? Yes, just like that. Let me show you happiness. Oh, the likes of which most mortals can only dream of. Oh, yes, you fed me so well last night. Oh, so now, it's my turn to take care of you. Some until I met you. I've never wanted anyone this much. If you're actually being eaten? Oh, love. You're adorable. Well, if you're gonna be giving me my meals from now on, I guess I should probably explain. Here, give me your hands. Let's see. You know, after an epic orchid. Oh, right. Bad experiences and not a lot of them. Sorry. Well, when the males of your species release, they often get sleepy afterward, right? Well, it's because you release some essence. Of course, some release more than others, depending on the level of pleasure, but this is totally natural and easily recoverable. The only difference here is I'm capable of absorbing that energy. It's comparable to donating blood, you know? Just like with blood donations, you can give up a small amount of your essence without a great loss. With a little bit of sleep and food, you're good as new. Although after a night with me, you might need a weekend-long nap and a few buffets, but it's still manageable. Now, with a blood donation, if it's a pint at a time, you can just recover. But if someone takes, say, 9 pints? Yeah, they're not going to recover or give again. Ever. It's much the same here. Now don't panic. I'm not saying this is a threat or a warning. But if I were to take my fill of essence, my prey would not recover. But I tell you that because I want you to understand. And I want to be honest and clear with you because I want you to know that I will never, never take from you anything more than you let go naturally, freely. And besides, between me, a chem sock, or a condom, well, I'll certainly put it to better use. But you don't have to worry about it. I got more than I needed for sustenance last night. And today, it was a delicious dessert. So, thank you. Now come on, let me go make you some breakfast. You deserve it. Besides, we have a lot of memories to make, so you're definitely gonna need the energy.